I'm doing very well. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. What I thought we'd do is maybe start out with a little history on the Flying Canoe Vlog. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about how this got started, where it comes from.
Well, I think we've got to start with the story,
Yeah.
because the story of the Flying Canoe is well known in Eastern Canada, in particular in Quebec. But it is really the story, it's the blending of stories. It is the story of the Flying Canoe, or the Bewitched Canoe, is really the indigenous story. And the French settlers, when they arrived, they had story of Gowrie the hunter, who loved the hunt so much that he refused to go to church on Sundays and therefore was condemned to fly the skies forever. Hunted himself by all the spirits of the animals that he may have taken. And the indigenous peoples, of course, had the story of the Bewitched Canoe, or the Flying Canoe. So with time, and as language barriers were broken down, their winter months are storytelling months where you have time to tell stories. And this story has existed for hundreds of years. And it's the blending of the two legends. And the mayor of Montreal back in the 1890s put it to paper. And it was in French, it's called La Chasse Galerie, and which is an homage to the beginnings. But it's really the story was these voyageurs along the Ottawa River. And on New Year's Eve, and they're missing their loved ones. And who knocks at the door but the devil? And the devil says, "I got a deal for you. I'll fly you home in your canoe as long as you don't do these three things." And like most parties, the problem is not getting to the party. The problem is on the way home. So the boys did not listen to the three stipulations, and therefore they were condemned to fly the skies forever. So we've taken that story, and any good storyteller will tell you, he never tells the story exactly the same way twice. And we've taken it and we've adapted it to our along the North Saskatchewan River, down in the Mill Creek Ravine. These voyageurs make a cameo appearance. And really, under all of that beautiful story, it is the coming together of three communities, and celebrating with all of Edmonton. And the three communities being the Indigenous, the Métis, and the Francophone community, to celebrate with all of Edmonton the magic and the wonder of a long winter's night.
So it's all set to go January 29th through February 1st, and it's not only in the Mill Creek Ravine. You've got some indoor events happening as well. Maybe you can run down a few of those.
Yeah, it is really, there's kind of three anchors to the site. And then within those anchors, there's many sites. But La Cité Francophone, Rutherford School, that's located right across the street, and down in the Mill Creek Ravine. So if we start in the Mill Creek Ravine, down at Indigenous Camp on Wednesday and Thursday night, we have Brandon Baker with Electric Religious performing. He's an Indigenous Métis artist. And then on Friday and Saturday night, we have our longstanding partners, Native Counseling Services of Alberta, serving tea and bannock and having friendship dances and drumming circles and really a chance to interact. And then over at the Métis camp, we have the Cunningham Family Band teaching jigs and reels. So if you want to learn the Red River jig or you want to come out and dance, this is your opportunity. And then we also have the Trapper's Cabin, where we have Roger Dallaire, who is a French-Canadian storyteller from St. Paul, Alberta, who tells the many versions of the Flying Canoe. Then within that, there's you come up into the urban landscape, and at Rutherford School, we have a great partnership with the students there in the parent committee. We have Café Croissant, and we have the stage animated by Rhea March and the School of Song. And then we have two large geodesic domes. We have one that we call the Franco Dome, where there's kind of an electro kind of feel to it. There's DJs, there's live music, and then we have the Chasse Galerie, a house band that is led off with Danielle Gervais. And then we also have our projection dome, where we project 360 films. We have two films this year. One is called The Worlds of Ice, and the other one is called -22.7. So one is more the importance of water and ice, and the other one's more of a little trippy film that comes out of Belgium. So that will be a lot of fun. And then, of course, everything kind of moves as the night goes on. There's La Cité Francophone. We got the Flying Canoe Cabaret. We have the general store that's here. We have Café Bicyclette. We got an ice bar. We got a DJ outside. And we got this amazing kid slide that'll take people from the top of the hill here in front of La Cité and down onto the patio. So
my gosh,
that is a very coveted point to be. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, maybe just a little. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
The Flying Canoe Volants, January 29th through February 1st. Any cost to this, or is it all free?
Everything is free. We try to be barrier free, but we really do encourage people, if they can make a donation, that would be very, very much appreciated, whether it's $5 or more. You know, we're drawing upwards of 100,000 people. We always say if people could give $2 to $5 each, this would help the festival immensely.
Sure, you'd be set and ready to go for next year, wouldn't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
There you go. So the website's the best place to start, flyingcanoevolant.ca. Daniel, thank you so much for taking a few minutes. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.